Hosea and the Gospel of Mark show us God's passionate love for God's children. Despite their disobedience, God cannot give them up. The Gospel of Mark tells us people were bringing little children to Jesus in order that he might touch them, and the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them. For it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs." From the prophet Elijah to this story of Hosea reveal how not one king of Israel in the northern kingdom were faithful to God, and only half of the rulers of the southern kingdom showed any faithfulness to God. The prophet Hosea accuses Israel of infidelity to God, as Hosea claims doom and gloom and destruction as Israel's future. Today's text shows the humanity of God through the prophet Hosea. Our God of the Old Testament is a loving God, just as is our God of the New Testament. God laments his children in their disobedience and rebellion. God is able to interact with his children. The false gods like Baal are not able to love them, and in their work the Baals ask for children in sacrifice. In the pain and suffering of a parent, God will continue to love and bring healing and new life. God will not leave us and will not come as a punishing God, but a loving God who easily forgets the sins of God's people. Psalm 103 says, even in the rebellion, God calls his children back from their self-destruction because of God's grief. A hurting God moved to save God's creation. It is an unwillingness to love their neighbor that angers God. When our children fight with each other, we hurt, and so does our God. From 1 Peter 2, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Beloved, I urge you, as aliens and exiles, to obtain from the desires of the flesh that wage war against the soul. Conduct yourselves honorably among the Gentiles, so that they malign you as evildoers. They may see your honorable deeds and glorify God when he comes to judge. Our God of the Old Testament is the same God of the New Testament. Grace, compassion, divine suffering, and forgiveness are not New Testament categories. They are biblical categories. We see God change as this verse concludes. God changes. It is not the people who change. God gives up his anger and shows compassion. God shows grace to the ones who leave him. God shows love to the children who run from him. People continue to attack God's creation and are not loving their neighbor. God's words from Hosea show God longing for his children to come back. God is hurting because of Israel's action. God in Christ Jesus tells us to bring the little children to him. God longs for his little ones to turn back from the things that separate us from God. So God sent his only Son to open the gate of reconciliation to all creation. It is God who calls us back, and it is God who opens the gate of salvation for all of us. Our God is a loving God and will never leave us, but will continually come to us even when we do not deserve God's love. See in Jesus Christ the open gate of God's love for you. Amen. Let us pray. Faithful God, you have continued to love your people despite our faithlessness to you. Receive our thanks for never giving up on us. We will live as children of faith by loving our neighbors the way you first loved us. Amen.